Well, good morning, everybody. Today I was thinking about our gospel, and this beautiful prayer that this Canaanite woman offers. She says, "Have pity on me, Lord." A beautiful word, pity. And it comes from the Latin word pietas, which actually also translates to piety, which I find very fascinating that this one word, pietas, kind of subsumes in it the active life that we Christians are supposed to live and this contemplative life of piety. But the pity, like it literally translates to looking on the misfortunes of somebody with compassion. So you see somebody going through a hard time and you help them. And I think when we hear these stories, that's often the message that we take away from them. That when we see somebody hurting, it's our job as their brothers and sisters to come to their rescue and to help them. And like that's a perfect thing to take away. It's a good thing to take away, and we should take that away. Like, it is important to have pity on others, to look on their misfortunes and respond with compassion, which can be kind of a harder thing for us because very often we moderns are very wrapped up in ourselves. And it can be kind of a temptation to not look out at other people and see if they're having a good time or a hard time. But yes, we are to have compassion, have pity on other people. But the other side of that coin is that we have to let other people pity us. We have to allow other people to look at our misfortunes and come to our rescue, come to our help, which takes vulnerability. Two stories. One of them just happened in the parking lot. Jen Gerson came and had pity on me because I asked her to have pity on me. I had a terrible splinter underneath my index finger that I got right after I got back from Mass this morning at St. Vincent. And I guess I got it on my door. And I thought, there's Jen. She is a healthcare worker. She will know what to do. And she had her tweezers. And I said, "Would you please have pity on me, Jen, and remove the splinter?" And she did. Praise the Lord. But had I not solicited help and thought I'll just man through it, well, then I'd be crying right now. And yeah. The second thing happened to me on Thursday. I was on my day off. I went to Michigan, and I was visiting a good friend of mine who's a Franciscan sister up there in a little town called Lowell, Michigan. It's about 4.5-hour drive. So I left early in the morning, and then we spent the afternoon together, and then I left in the early evening for a 4.5-hour drive home to Shelbyville. And about the halfway mark is Fort Wayne. And so I get to that place, and it's like 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to stop here because I'm getting a little tired. But also there's this church that I've always wanted to see because it's a newer place, and it's an oratory of St. Philip Neri. Well, my confirmation saying is St. Philip Neri. I love the oratorians. And there's two priests from Louisville who now are priests there in this oratory. And I thought, well, maybe I'll luck out and they'll be out praying, or they'll be out working in the garden, or, you know, whatever. I want to see this place. And so I loaded into my GPS, and, where my GPS took me was not it. And I ended up in the hood, and which was fine, except for the fact that I got a flat tire. And I parked my car at the church that I thought it might be, and I thought, well, this ain't right. So then I load it up, and then I drive four inches forward, and I drive over this piece of wood with six nails coming right up. And, you know what that happens. So then I thought, okay, well, I'm going to change my tire. So I did that very quickly. And I thought, but man, I do not want to drive 2.5 hours home. That's going the normal speed limit, and I'd have a spare, it'd take me forever. And I'd be that goofball on the interstate going 55 with my emergency flashers on the whole time. And I thought, well, that doesn't sound like fun. Plus, I lost a lug nut. And then I thought, well, is my wheel going to fall off? Or, you know. But of course, you can't. Everybody's shut down. All the car places, the tire shops are all closed. It was 8:30 and it was getting dark. And so I thought, well, I guess the Lord will just get me home. Five blocks down the road, I stop at a red light and I look out my right and there's this old abandoned gas station. And the pumps were even still there. But there was a man there sitting and he was welding something. And then I looked a little, I saw this piece of plywood and on it was written in spray paint, "Used tires, good price." And so I pull into the lot and I say, "Excuse me, sir, I have a bit of a problem and I don't know if you have time to help me." And he said, "Well, what size is your tire?" I said, "I don't know, whatever size the rest of my tires are." And he goes, so he looked back there and he says, "Hang on." So he goes back there. He's like, "I got one tire your size." So he takes it out and he just gives it to me. And I said, "Okay, I guess I'll put it on." I said, "What do I owe you for the tire?" He said, $40. I gave him $100. He smiled real big and put on my tire for me and replaced my lug nut. And I said, "Sir, I do believe, I'm a man of faith, and I believe that the Lord put you here today, at this hour, at this place, to help me." I said, "I don't know if I would have made it home if you hadn't been here." And he just kind of nodded, and I thanked him very much. Obviously, I needed his pity. He saw a poor little priest with six. When I, you guys seen his face when I gave him my tire with six nails in it. I said, "I just didn't see it, you know." But like, I needed his pity. But who knows? Maybe he needed the money. Maybe he needed a word about the Lord spoken to him. The Lord has pity on us every day. Every moment of every day, God is looking upon our misfortunes with compassion. And very often he responds to those misfortunes by sending us an angel. They're invisible, we can't see them. Sometimes he will use those angels to send us the right person that we need at the right time and the right place. That was probably the only tire shop in the whole of Fort Wayne where there was somebody still at work at 9 o'clock at night. But it happened to be right next to where I had my tire. You know, God is always pitying us. But that takes a little bit of, it strikes us moderns as crazy because we don't like that word pity. It suggests weakness to us. I should be self-sufficient. I shouldn't need anybody else's help, thank you very much. But the beauty of being in the body of Christ is that we're in the body of Christ with a whole bunch of other people who can supply for our lack and who can look upon us with pity and help. We are to pity others and to be pitied. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.